For several weeks now, we have been looking at some psalms, which I'm calling Songs for Every Season. We've looked specifically at grief, at impatience, and today we're going to look at fear. And even though it wasn't part of my planning, last week at the Bluegrass Service, Reverend Jan Edmondson preached on the 23rd Psalm. The point is that these songs in the Bible speak to such a range of human emotion and experience, and my hope is that you will find them useful and something to grab onto as we are experiencing something new for many of us in the face of the coronavirus and all the responses to it. So in Psalm 27 today, the topic is fear and the comfort and the trust and the hope that we have in the Lord. Now, I don't know about you, but there are all kinds of fears I have observed and some that I have felt in relation to COVID-19. They range from catching the thing and getting very sick or dying to what is more and more in the news each day, loss of income or job, the prospect of a major recession, whole industries being out of work and not likely to rebound quickly. There are folks that are fearing a loss of freedom, of returning to kind of life as normal and the freedom to go where we want, with whom, and how, and that's leading to some protests. And on top of all that, I'm wrestling this week, I'm struggling, I'm grieving this week, the news of this young black man who was out jogging in Georgia, and this is some 2 months ago, but it's just hit the news, Ahmaud Arbery, who was killed by two white men kind of seeking, vigilante justice, or they had these suspicions that he had done something wrong and went and attacked him and shot him. And I recognize again, and I confess this is something I don't live with every day, but I recognize that people of color, brown skin and black skin, every single day live with a fear of something like that happening, of not being able to go where they want or do what they want for fear of injury or loss of life or loss of freedom. Something that many of us with light skin are just experiencing in real ways right now with the coronavirus, a whole swath of our neighbors deal with all of their lives. All that swirling in my head as we come to this psalm today. And so I want to dig in and see what resources does God's Word have to us in the face of so many fears. It begins with this. And I admit, this is it's startling to read. I mean, I believe it in my head, but I question, do I believe this in my gut? The very first verse, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." And I'd be the first to say, yes, I believe that. I believe that. I'm a Christian. The Lord is my light and my salvation. But the rest of that sentence goes on to say, whom shall I fear? Who or what should I fear if the Lord is my light and my salvation? And the presumed answer to that is nothing and no one. If the Lord is my anchor, is my light, is my salvation, I should not have to fear. And yet, my mind starts to reel off a whole list of, like I just did, a whole list of things that I fear, that we fear. It reminds me of this very powerful video I saw this past week where a young woman named Samantha went through the 23rd Psalm. She had the cardboard phrases from the Psalm and she was unveiling them. And then in between each one, it was like her thought process, right? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And then the next card said, but I want this, I want that. And it was such a moving meditation on that psalm and interacting with it. And the takeaway for me was the consistent, persevering, patient, but infinitely strong and wise and loving voice of God through that psalm in response to the things she wanted and lacked and feared and needed. And in fact, I think I'm going to show you that towards the end of the message today. I think that's how we have to come to the Psalms, right? They're not an easy answer, but the whole beauty of them is that they are a wrestling with human existence and God's faithfulness. The psalmist has answers to that question, whom shall I fear? And reels off a whole number of them. And in the second and third verse, there's evildoers, there's adversaries and enemies, there's an army, there's a war. And these are not metaphors for the psalmist. These were actual enemies and armies and a war set against him. There was a day of trouble in verse 5. So the psalmist is not just making this up as a poetic exercise, but knows something of trouble, knows something of fear, of dread, and yet can assert, the Lord is my light, the Lord is my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is my defense, whom shall I dread? How then can we get from what we fear and the experience of fear to that whom shall I fear place in this psalm? I want to suggest that there are patterns of behavior and belief demonstrated in this psalm that help establish us and walk us towards that goal. Another way of saying that is that these are godly habits we can cultivate, that we can rest on when we're faced with the things that induce fear. Again, this is not a magic or quick solution, but this is a lifestyle, a whole pattern of how we live in the world. So let me just name these real quickly. The first is confidence, and that is a strange place to start. But the first three verses, right, the psalmist roots his confidence not in himself, not in the powers of this world, government officials, or this answer, or this answer, or this miracle cure, but in the Lord, right? That's where it starts. The Lord is my light and my salvation. And yet, I will be the first to say how many times I substitute for the Lord. If there were a blank there, I fill in that blank. Up-to-date news is my light, is the truth, is the answer, the salvation, right? The right medicine is my light and my salvation, right? A steady income or the right job is my light and salvation. And I've noticed, and I'm sure you have too, how right now especially, with all the fear swirling, with all the unknowns, with the powerlessness we feel, right, towards the coronavirus and towards the economy, we are so quick now to reach for quick and easy answers. Right, this theory and that theory pop up to say, here's what's going on. You can understand it. You can wrap your mind around the whole thing. The psalmist says, my confidence is not in this world or in myself, but it's in the Lord. So verses 4 through 10, a second habit to cultivate after finding, rooting confidence in God, is the psalmist seeks God's presence with him, right? And there's just a whole long list of words describing that seeking. So as I read through, it's worship and offer ourselves and sing and pray and seek and dwell and behold and meditate. The psalmist offers sacrifices and shouts of joy and sings praises. All of those, right, are expressions of what you read that we are singing today. One thing I ask, one thing I shall seek, and that is to behold you, God, your beauty, your presence with me. What an important habit that is to cultivate, to seek God. Indeed, how can we have confidence that God is our light and our salvation if we don't continue to look for God and worship God and offer ourselves to God? Then the third, a godly habit that we need to cultivate after looking to God for confidence, right, seeking God's presence with us, is learning while we're waiting. This psalm, as many do, describes in verse 14 waiting on the Lord, right? There's no quick answer sometimes. Sometimes we have to pray and wait and seek God and wait some more. But this psalm also says, teach me, right? In the midst of the waiting, I want to learn. Lord, teach me so that I might find courage and strength in this time of need. One of the most important godly habits we can cultivate is to study and meditate on Scripture, and to do it with greater intensity than we scour the internet or scour Facebook for the latest truth, the latest news, the latest revelation. Makes sense in our head, right, if we say it out loud. I confess, I do it. I spend more time on Facebook than I do in the Bible. Yet imagine how that would shape us and equip us, right, if we pored over Scripture with the diligence that we read our news feed. I've said this before. I think it's true. When we are hard-pressed, right, when we're pressed in, what we want to ask is why? Why, God, why is this happening? But it is infinitely more helpful to focus on who God is, than why. We may never find the answer to why. Why is there a coronavirus in the world, right? Why did it have to come here? But we can very definitely focus on who God is. The result of all of this, that this psalm teaches us, as much as Scripture does, is that two things result from cultivating these godly habits. They are that we grow in faith, and we grow in discernment, in wisdom, in the ability to recognize truth when we see it. Faith and discernment. I can't think of two things we need more right now than mature faith and a godly discernment of what we ingest, what we see and read and witness. This afternoon, do it tonight with Psalm 27. Read those words, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" And answer that question to God. Offer it to God in prayer, and then receive that steady, strong, patient, loving, persistent voice of the Lord saying back to us, "I am your light. I am your salvation. Who or what will you fear?" If that is true. So my prayer is that God will help me and us hear news about the virus, hear news about injustice, face decisions about our own actions and our own thoughts, and to do so in faith and with God's wisdom and truth, that God would build and grow in us that faith and that godly discernment. Amen.